Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. It's a great riff, great organ riff in the beginning of one of their songs, Jump, the song Jump. And welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're jumping all about small business around here. We're rocking and rolling and talking about intellectual property, intangible assets, that Andrew Sherman is one of the guys who's helped us understand this more than anybody else over the last 15 years, helping us understand that the fact that most businesses, Andrew, and one of your contemporaries, Kenneth Crozen, did research to show that over the last 30 years, businesses have completely inverted their use of physical assets to intangible assets. Where it used to be 70-30 physical to intangible, it's now inverted to 70-30 intangible tangible. Go ahead.
And in most companies that are household names, like your Googles and Facebooks, it's more like 95-5. Yeah.
But Andrew, when I started talking to small business owners about that ratio 6 or 7 years ago, I started including in my speeches. Oh, when I first started doing it, nobody said that they agreed, or nobody said, yeah, that's what we're doing. But within a couple of 3 years, more and more people were nodding their heads saying, yeah, now that I think about it, I do leverage intangibles more than tangibles. But the question, folks, is not so much what you're buying, it's what you're creating yourself. That's what Andrew's talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. And remember, you look at a company like Google, they've got a probably $340 billion market cap right now. I mean, how much of that $340 billion could possibly be associated with chairs and desks and laptops and even servers? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they have $10 billion worth of servers, which is a lot of hardware, mm-hmm. I mean, that's still 1% of their total net worth. I mean, we're moving in this direction, and I do not want small businesses to be left behind. We have to think more strategically about these assets. We got to protect them. We got to harvest them. We got to leverage them into income streams.
Well, let me tell you something else, Andrew, and to tie it into what I've been trying to get across with my book. Intangible assets, folks, are customized assets. These are things that you've created. These are systems, processes, technology adaptations that you've created to connect better with customers. And the more you can do that, the more you can use these intangible assets, that way the more relevant you will be to customers, but also it helps you become, Andrew, more relevant to people who find you before you even know they exist.
Well, I'll restate that point even more strongly, and that is, if this is the age of the customer, what do you think it is that the customer's coming to you for in the first place?
Yeah.
It's all the intangibles.
Mm-hmm. Because they get the physical
and
stuff everywhere.
Else.
Yeah, everything else is a commodity, isn't it?
No. Everything else, like the experience and relationship and the trust and the rapport, those are all part of the assets.
That's right. But I mean the physical, the product, the actual stuff that they take home in a bag. That's commodity. It's the other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like you said, the trust and the values. Those are all things that you can incorporate in your intangible assets.
I don't go to Nordstrom to buy the cheapest white dress shirt. I go to Nordstrom's because I want someone to be nice to me for 15 minutes. I mean, seriously, if I want the cheapest white dress shirt, I can get that from 1,000 places online. But if I wake up in the morning and say, I need somebody to tell me how pretty I look in this white dress shirt, and that's where I
that's
go.
That's exactly right. No, that's it, folks. We're laughing. We're having fun because I'm laughing at myself as he's talking about this, too. But he's right. And so, folks, think about that. What is it people want? Do they want a shirt that they can get from 1,000 places? Or do they want your special sauce you can give them that is oftentimes initially delivered in the form of some kind of intangible asset?
I'll tell you something, Jim. You're gonna fall off your chair when I say this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We've done how many shows together?
I don't know. 100? 100, yeah.
OK. Okay. These last 3 minutes have been among the most important things we have ever talked about together.
I agree.
And I just hope the listeners get that, because this is the ultimate intersection of everything you stand for and everything I stand
for
coming together in a lightning thunder, you know, kind of way.
So what you're saying is we probably should never do this again because we've reached the pinnacle. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, no,
Andrew, it's been nice knowing you, buddy. JonesDay.com, right?
JonesDay.com it is. Look for my bio. Look for all of our great resources.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. Good job today. Come back soon. Don't forget, folks, YouTube.com, and look for Andrew Sherman at TEDx, and you'll watch that video. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.